A very good morning to everyone. For those who may not know, my name is Kim Baird, and I welcome everyone to church this morning. Today we are blessing the backpacks before school starts. And we're also today is also Appreciation Sunday. Every one of you provides or offers a gift from God, so that we as a faith community can nurture ourselves and nurture those in our community. Today is the last day for collecting juice boxes, and we will start collecting granola bars for the next month. Monday, Labor Day Monday, is Feed My Sheep, and any new volunteers as well as the seasoned volunteers are welcome to join them. Thank you for those who have signed up for the Welcome Home Lunch next Sunday. We are looking for those who can join us for the lunch and also provide some of the food. And as in the last couple of weeks, we've been advertising the Grand Bazaar on the 14th of September. Volunteers are needed and graciously accept donations. I'll call on Bernice Patterson to talk about one of our events.
Good morning. Once again, we're going to have the raffle, the Christmas raffle, and I need help. Anyone to sell tickets, to donate. We are doing something different this year. We're doing a wine and charcuterie board, and whatever goes with food, like jars of pickles, olives, wine, don't forget the wine, and crackers, red pepper jellies, any of the preserves. Kathy just donated a beautiful runner with coasters that she made, that she quilted. It's lovely. So we have a big basket to fill. And when do the tickets go out? Where is she? When did the tickets start? Oh, at the bazaar. That's September 14th. So we'll be starting to sell tickets then. So if you have any questions, just ask Kim or myself, and we can start filling up that basket. Thank you. Pardon? December. Haven't got the date yet. December. Don't we do?
It's usually the week after the Hudson Art Show, so the 16th.
So the weekend after the 16th, whatever date that is.
Sometimes it's hard to work out all the details when something starts. So, welcome everyone to this Appreciation Sunday, and we really do appreciate all of you. Special thank you for the visitors that we have this morning for joining us. It's always nice to have visitors with us. We can never start our worship service here at Knox St. Paul's without remembering the land on which this church sits. As we begin this time of worship, we remember that we are situated on the traditional lands of the Iroquois, Mohawk, Huron, Wendat. We acknowledge and give thanks for the enduring presence of First Nations, Métis, and Inuit people on this land. We are committed to moving forward in the spirit of reconciliation and respect. Because it's Labor Day weekend, and we do not want to forget all the people that labor for us, the call to worship and the opening prayer are for us recognizing Labor Day. Throughout the 1880s, pressure built in Canada to declare a national labor holiday. And in 1894, the government of Prime Minister John Thompson passed a law making Labor Day official. The tradition of a Labor Day celebration quickly spread across Canada and the continent. It had all begun in Toronto with the brave stand of the Printers' Union, who fought for a 9-hour instead of 12-hour work day. So, Wendy, you weren't there then, but... She still works the 12-hour. God finished his work, and on the seventh day, he rested. Bless all who work daily in home, field, and marketplace. We are partners, participants in the work of God. Lord, on this Labor Day weekend, we thank you for the blessing of work. We ask for strength to complete each day. We ask for rest when we are weary. We ask your guidance for everyone seeking employment, and we ask that you be with those whose faces we might never see, but who work tirelessly each day for the good of us all. Amen. Our opening hymn this morning is In Loving Partnership We Come.
Thank you.
It is so easy for us, Lord, to diminish the gifts you have given us. Each of us has been given special talents and gifts that can be used to help others. But for some reason, we have chosen not to use these gifts, deciding that they are unimportant and not needed. Help us look at the blessings that you have poured into our lives and to discover the special talents that we have. Each of us has been blessed with unique talents. The Lord has need of our talents, our energies, our spirits, in the world in which we live. Place your trust in God's loving guidance and open your hearts to serve God. Amen. Now, before the blessing of the backpacks, we are going to sing the two verses of Jesus' hands were kind hands, and then afterwards we're going to repeat that. If the children would come up with their backpacks, and any of the adults who also want their backpack blessed. Can you grab a chair? We suffer from the same thing, Kim. The ability to not get up again. That's okay. Lauren is going to do it for us. Today, we have before us backpacks to be carried to and from school by the children and youth gathered here. We're also remembering all the other children in the Sunday school and those related to you who will be off to school in September, just this week, and that blessing is for all. These backpacks will contain work to be done, work that has been returned, books to be studied, tools to complete homework, notebooks, pencils, pens, compasses, crayons. Well, some of you are into markers and colored pencils now. Rulers, scissors, glue sticks, and other items. Whatever the school board said you should have in your school pack. some days, so much stuff will fill those backpacks that it'll be hard for you to walk home. Other days, they will be light and nearly empty. Right now, for the first couple of days. But on each and every day, these backpacks represent work required of the students gathered here and those we know. And as in every aspect of our life, we bring these before God for blessing at this time. And we're also blessing the year that you're going to have at school. Gracious God, we lift to you today these students. They sit here ready to receive your blessings, and they commit themselves to study and learning in the school year ahead. We ask your blessing on each one of them. Further, we ask your blessing on these backpacks that they will hold the schoolwork of each student and will be carried from home to school and back again. As these students carry these backpacks, may they be reminded of the love and care of this congregation that surrounds them each school day. Amen. And I want you to remember that we all are thinking of you. Now, we want to help you with your backpacks, so we're going to give you your snack for this week. Well, one of the days. Everybody get one? You can. And a keychain to put on your backpack to remember that Knox St. Paul's is thinking of you all the time. And I'll give the rest to Dawn for when the others come. Can you give that to... And we also appreciate our Sunday school teacher who does it the whole year long. And so would you, Josh, would you give that to Dawn, please? It's just a little thank you. So that clap is for Dawn. That clap is for you guys. So, hooray. And you're actually going downstairs. Oh.
Can we take one more minute? Josh has something he'd like to say.
Oh, damn. Carolyn, on behalf of all the kids in Sunday school, I wanted to thank you for all you have done for us while Reverend Aaron was away. Each week you had a great lesson to share with us. I will also apologize. As sometimes our attention was to you was not so good. Sorry. While we look forward, Reverend Aaron return, we wanted you to know how much we appreciate all you've done for us.
Thank you. We're tearing up here. So now what we're going to do is we're going to sing Jesus' Hands Were Kind Hands, the two verses, again, as you head off to Sunday school. Have a great year.
Let us pray. Almighty God, in you are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Open our eyes that we may see the wonders of your word, and give us grace that we may clearly understand and freely choose the way of your wisdom, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our first focus lesson is taken from Psalm 128, verses 1 and 2. All you who fear God, how blessed you are. How happily you walk on his smooth, straight road. You worked hard and deserve all you've got coming. Enjoy the blessing. Soak in the goodness. Next lesson is from 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 to 27. For just as the body is one and has many members, all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one Spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less of a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense be the sense of hearing? If the whole body were in an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and on those parts of the body that we think less honorable, we bestow the great honor. And our unpresentable parts are treated with greater modesty, which our more presentable parts do not require. But God has so composed the body giving great honor to the part that lacked it, that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. Our last lesson is from Romans 12, 6 to 8. We all have gifts. They differ according to the grace God has given to each of us. Do you have the gift of prophecy? Then use it according to the faith you have. If your gift is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. Is it encouraging others? Then encourage them. Is it giving to others? Then give freely. Is it being a leader? Then work hard at it. Is it showing mercy? Then do it cheerfully. May our sacred story help us as Knox St. Paul's United Church to hear God's continuing call to us. I'm setting you up in public ministry so that my presence through you becomes known to all who journey alone.
Well, this morning's worship is all about you folks. We want to tell you how much we appreciate each and every one of you. How each one of you is needed to be the complete picture that is Knox St. Paul's. Thank you for being you. Without you, we would not be the church family that we are. What you folks bring to this place to make our church a place where people want to be. Let's go through some of the things you bring with you on a Sunday morning or when we meet up during the week, even if it's at Giant Tiger. Things many of you do not even realize you are doing. As a scripture reading from Romans said this morning, we all have gifts that God has given us. And they're unique to us. Each of us has something of ourselves to share. Kindness. Whether it's offering a helping hand, a listening ear, or simply a warm hug, you always know how to make others feel loved and supported. And we'll never know when that hug is just what that person needs at that moment. Supporting each other through those different twists and turns that life can throw at us. Your unwavering support and belief in this church family, believing that our church is needed in this community, and helping in any way you can to live out our vision of helping build a city where no one journeys alone. Not judging people. Not making people feel they must fit a certain mold. Instead, you make others feel valued and welcomed here. We've heard this from people during our faith sharing sessions and other times. Your smile, whether you greet someone at the door when they come in, talk to them before worship or during fellowship. It is said that a genuine smile shared with another person can make someone else smile, feel better about themselves, and feel better about the situation that they're in at that moment, even if it's just for a short while. Smiling also affects how others see our church, a positive light. Some of you have such a positive energy and outlook towards the future of Knox St. Paul's. You let others know about our church and what we're doing, have ideas on how we can promote our church and grow. A positive attitude is going to move us into the future and allow us to do all that God wants us to accomplish, to be that church that is there for others in the community. And there's the times we laugh together. We all need some joy and laughter in our lives. An American pastor, Chuck Swindoll, is quoted as saying, "Laughter is the most beautiful therapy God granted humanity." The Bible talks about laughter. Psalm 126, verse 2 says, "How we laughed and sang for joy, and the other nations said, 'What amazing things the Lord has done for them.'" Also makes people wonder what we're up to here. And there's that famous Bible story about laughter. Sarah and Abraham's laughter and happiness and joy with a baby boy. They named their long-awaited son Isaac. Isaac, because it means laughter. Sarah found joy and laughter in the unexpected and long-awaited blessing of her son. When Abraham was 100 and Sarah was 90. I'm not sure we would all be so joyful to have a baby at 90, but those are just some of the wonderful and important things you bring to this church family. There are so many more things you do as individuals to make us who we are. Paul, in writing to the Romans that you heard this morning, stressed that everyone had their own unique gifts, just as we do here at Knox St. Paul's. But the wonderful thing is that our gifts work well together, kind of like a jigsaw puzzle is made up of different pieces, but they all fit together and they have their own place in a puzzle. Imagine purchasing a jigsaw puzzle, eager to put it together because of the beautiful picture that's on the box, and then opening it only to find that all the pieces are the same. A mistake on the assembly line meant you received hundreds of different pieces, but they all were the same. Hundreds of the same piece. There would be no way you would be able to create the beautiful picture you see on the outside of the box. In order to do anything, you need puzzle pieces that are different from each other. And not only different, but fit well together. And that's how God wants our church to work. Each and every one of you has been given your own unique gift, chosen by God to make you the person you are. He's giving us different spiritual gifts that enable us to meet the different needs to make our church the welcoming and supportive church that it is. Now is when you discover why you were asked to write your name on a puzzle piece when you came in this morning. And if you didn't get a chance to do that before church, if you would do it afterwards, the puzzle pieces are on the table at the back. Of course, there were many questions when you were asked to do this, because one puzzle piece by itself is worthless. But I'm going to tell you why the piece of the puzzle is so important. It is because each one of you are important to this church. Knox St. Paul's wouldn't be the church it is without you. We would not be able to do the things we do, like the juice boxes at the back that are going to the breakfast and lunch program at Agape, the times we've raised money for Center 105. And even the time we had bras and panties going to victim services. It all took all of you. But we wouldn't be able to accomplish the fellowship that we have, the laughing, the smiling, the singing, the face sharing, and so much more. During the week, I'm going to take all the puzzle pieces with your names on them and put them with a sign that says, "You are a piece of God's plan for Knox St. Paul's," as a reminder of how important you are to us. It will be there to remind us of that verse from Romans that you heard this morning. God has given each of us the ability to do certain things well. Every one of you is a gift to our church. Nobody chooses their gifts that God has given us. I didn't, and you didn't. If we believe that God knows better than we do, then we need to accept that God has given us a gift, the gift that is needed by us and by others. No other gift would have suited us as well. Author and holistic healer Deepak Chopra says, "There are no extra pieces in the universe. Everyone is here because he or she has a piece to fill, and every piece must fit itself into the big jigsaw puzzle of the universe." Let us pray. Let us pray to God to remind us of how important we are to the whole beautiful picture that is Knox St. Paul's. Loving God, you have gathered your people to sit together in unity, love, and praise. As we bring our differing lives and varied gifts together, much like the different pieces in a jigsaw puzzle, to become the picture of your church. Help us to see beyond ourselves, to see the unique community you are shaping us to be, and to the mission for which you are equipping us through the work of your Holy Spirit, who makes us one. Amen. We are now going to sing Many Are the Light Beams. Now is the time during the worship service where people can come up here and talk about something that happened this week where you felt God's presence, or maybe there was something said this morning or sung that caught you and you want to share it with us. If no one has anything to share this morning, we'll just sit in holy silence for a while.
I just want to share on behalf of everyone, our appreciation for Carolyn for all her Sundays, eight weeks, nine. And you all don't know what she does during the week, and with a sick husband at home that she looks after, she shares her time with us here, and her reflections every Sunday have been awesome. I hope that everyone feels the same as I do. I don't know what we would have done without her. Look, standing all. She just won an Oscar.
Well, part of what I wanted to say was to appreciate Carolyn as well. But I also have something else, is how much we belong, there's some other members here, we belong to the Cornwall Comfort Quilts. And how much we appreciate that Knox St. Paul's has given us a home here on Wednesdays where we can sew and make quilts for those suffering from cancer. Now, appreciation, yesterday I was at the Newington Fair and we had a booth there just to let people know what we do. And we would say to them, we make cancer quilts for people suffering from cancer to give free. Do you know of anyone who has cancer? And one lady, she put her head down and she said, me. Well, an emotional moment for sure. But it was so nice that we were able to give her a quilt for comfort for when she's doing her treatments, because they're flannelette on one side, so they're very cozy, and chemo makes you cold. So I want everyone here to know that if you know of anyone, a neighbor, a relative who suffers from cancer, please see us, because our aim is to have everyone who has cancer to have a comfort quilt. Thank you, Knox St. Paul's.
You guys must be tired of me by now. Each of us has where our heart goes for our volunteering, and mine is with the Full Bellies, which has been rebranded as a Red Octopus. We had found a temporary home at the Legion, and we have found that starting next weekend, we are going to be opening every Sunday at the Agape. They're giving us a home where we don't have to worry about paying for our rent, so we'll be able to put more money towards helping the community. Now, all of this and today has really helped me, because I had a quote-unquote professional tell me a couple of weeks ago that I'm wasting my time volunteering. That the only reason a person should volunteer is with the aim of getting a job. To give back to the community, to get that feeling of satisfaction of helping someone, apparently means nothing unless you have the opportunity to get a job. That's been weighing very heavily on me and making me wonder and question my choices and decisions. But hearing how we're all part of the great puzzle of life, and we all have something that we are special that we can do, has made me realize that volunteering is the greatest thing you can do, because you're not asking for anything back from it. You're not asking to get paid. You're not asking for any reimbursement. You are doing it to help make other people feel better. You're giving what is special to you and putting it out into the universe so that you can try and show someone else that they are special too. So I just want to thank Carolyn for that reflection today. It's really helped make me realize that I can do something good in this world. So thank you.
We're just going to throw a little extra thing in here, because if you'll notice, we have a new lectern hanging. And it was kind of an effort between two people, and between Helen Spencer and Marlene McIntyre. This is our creation lectern hanging. They'll be here for September and October. And we just, on behalf of Knox St. Paul's, I receive this with great thanks, this creation banner. And there's a scripture reading, Proverbs 31, verse 13 says about the sower, she is happy to work with her own hands to make items of wool and linen for others. Let us pray. Dear God, we as a church are so grateful for the hands that sewed this creation lectern and the love that went in to every stitch. Just as your loving hands created the fall season and the colorful leaves that adorn the trees and nature, may this gift be a blessing to Knox St. Paul's for years to come. Amen. I think that deserves a clap too. Now is the time in the worship service that we bring up the offering from the little church at the back, remembering that others give to this church through PAR, e-transfer, and Canada Helps. You also give the gifts that God has given you to share with others. At this time, we also bring up the prayer stones to lay there on the communion table during the pastoral prayer. Let us now sing, What Can I Do? God, with wonder we recall all that you have done through our lives and our life together. We are the body of Christ, each of us with an important part to play in spreading your love to others. We come this morning to gratefully share what we are able to with you, so that your mission and ministry will continue in this congregation. Amen. Loving God, thank you for the life you breathe into this church. Thank you for all the people it represents and the people who mean so much to us, who are, for one reason or another, no longer able to attend. Please continue to bless and guide Knox St. Paul's, steering it to be the church you want it to be. And please continue to bless all who are a part of it. Help us to find new ways to be part of helping build a city where no one journeys alone. To continue to be the church that welcomes people to come and join us in worship and encouraged to stay afterwards for fellowship. This Labor Day weekend, we ask you bless the hands that work the land, hands that move the earth, plant seeds and harvest, hands with calluses and strong hands. Bless the hands that use machines, drive trucks, and forklifts. Bless the hands that make things, hands that manufacture and create, working wood and metal and plastic, practical hands. Bless the hands that clean, hands that wash, mop and scrub, hands that know what to do with soap, determined hands. Bless the hands that care for people, hands that cook and feed, heal and nurture, hands with a gentle touch, loving hands. This morning, we also pray for all those represented by the prayer stones laying on the communion table, and the prayers that lay silent in our hearts, too painful to say out loud. Be with those who are hurting because of grief or struggling mentally, physically, or spiritually. May they feel your comforting arms around them, letting them know that you are with them 24/7. All this we pray as we pray the prayer your Son taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And our closing hymn is, I'm Gonna Live So God Can Use Me. And if you feel like dancing and clapping, go right ahead. For our visitors this morning, there is fellowship after church. There are goodies on the table at the back. Please join us so we can get to know you. Jesus took time with his disciples to find a place to rest. There they found renewed energy and commitment to do the work of God. Today, may you have found peace and rest here during worship, so that as we leave this place, may we continue the ministry which Jesus began in his life. One smile, one hug, listening ear, and helping hand at a time.